Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is there a problem with the prices farmers pay to rent land to farm? Let's learn more about it and go in depth with Leslie Miller, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville. Leslie, what are cash rents? What does that mean, cash rent?
That is what farmers will pay to rent land for crop production or for hay production, and also for pasture. There's different price categories for each type of land, as well as the quality of the land.
Okay, so let's just say that a farmer's renting land to plant corn or beans. What might be the value here in Marion County?
Well, Iowa State University publishes a cash rental rate survey every year about this time, and in the most recent survey for the 2016 crops, they were showing that there's an overall average cash rent of $210 an acre for Marion County land. Now, they do break that survey down further and show that for medium quality land and lower quality land, you know, land which might only produce 135 bushel corn would be medium quality land, that rents more around $200 an acre and lower.
Okay, so is that per month, per season, per year? What's that?
That's per year. Traditionally, landlords will split that rent to where half of that amount is paid in the spring before crops are planted, and the other half is paid in the fall right after crops are harvested. Some of that has switched in more recent years because of the fact that landlords become concerned about the financial health of their farmers, and so some landlords have actually discounted their cash rent and taken it all up front, all in March or April before crops are planted.
And that helps the farmer?
It doesn't really help the farmer unless they discount it, so that's why they usually negotiate a discount. What it does clarify for the landlord is the fact that they don't have any risk anymore in getting the last half of their cash rent.
I see. Okay, so it helps the landlord.
Yeah, helps the landlord more than the farmer.
Okay, I want it all up front. I don't know what's going to happen with the weather, so I want it all up front.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with weather, with prices, with your financial health. And there are instances where if a farmer goes into bankruptcy, that last half of cash rent is not necessarily the landlord's not necessarily first in line to get their money. We have seen instances years and years ago where farmers went into bankruptcy and that last half of cash rent became a debt very similar to what a farmer might have on a credit card. You know, it was way down the line, and which even further hurt the landlord is the fact that then the court said you will rent the land to this farmer. Even though you didn't get paid last year, you're going to continue to rent it to this farmer, and this is what your cash rent's going to be. Or the court might say, we're going to auction off the right to rent this land to get money for other creditors. So landlords have to be very careful in who they're renting their land to. They would be better off to take a lower cash rent to a farmer that does have a good economic, a good financial base, and also a farmer who's going to take care of their land.
And so it might be somebody that you know something about their financial situation and their personal perspective on debt.
Yeah, that the best farmers are the best tenants, I think, are usually farmers that people have known for a while. They've seen their habits in farming, and they can judge whether they're good farmers or bad farmers. One of the things we have seen, we've had some farmers that have come into Marion County from other counties, from outside the area, and they might pay a higher cash rent, but then they neglect to fertilize the ground properly. And so that might help one year, but then when those farmers are gone, the farmers that come in, they're going to look at how low the fertility on that ground is, and they're going to negotiate a lower rent. So taking the highest rent is not always the best rent.
Okay, and a better farmer might take better care of the land then, too.
Would take better care of the land, would control weeds better, would keep fertility up better. And those things have costs. So if they're giving all the money to the landlord, they can't spend money on taking care of the land and controlling weeds.
More in depth
after this. I continued my conversation about cash rents with Leslie Miller, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville.
Is there a lot of conversation and dickering and negotiation, I guess, in all of this? Or do they just say, well, here's what Iowa State is saying?
In past years, where we've had really high corn prices, there's usually not a lot of negotiating because the landlords had all the power. And we've seen a situation this spring where we've had landlords that their renter could not pay the rent. They lost a renter because they became financially unstable, or that renter just said, hey, that cash rent's too high, I can't make that work, my lender's not going to give me the money to pay that cash rent. And so we've had some landlords that have lost their renters, and then they turn around and try to re-rent that land. Usually it's at a much lower rate of cash rent. And they are trying to tempt area farmers by saying, well, you know, if you rent it this year, you're first in line for next year. I personally do not believe that. I do not think any farmer should be paying cash rent that's not financially viable. In other words, they should not bid so high on cash rent that they can't make money just because it, quote, puts them first in line next year. Because I think a landlord that is negotiating that way, I seriously believe that they're going for the highest cash rent they can find next year. And if that farmer that filled in can't pay that highest cash rent, he'll lose that ground. So I don't think you should subsidize any landlord out there on the promise that you're going to get the land next year. The only way to assure that is to sign a long-term lease. And I certainly would not sign a long-term lease with the corn prices and soybean prices we have now and the cash rents we have now.
Well, speaking of prices, have the cash rents come down as crop prices have come down?
They have, but they have not come down enough. If you look at where corn prices are today, they're comparable to where they were in 2009. And in 2009, cash rents were $50 an acre less than what they are right now. So landlords do need to recognize that they're getting cash rents that are totally out of whack with what prices are right now. And those do adjust together at some point in time. Either prices, something will happen and prices will get better, or those cash rents are going to adjust down.
But that doesn't do the farmer any good today. I mean, whatever it does in the future. Are you telling me that they're planting and not going to make any money because the cash rents are so high?
If you looked at cash flows 3 months ago on corn and soybean ground with average cash rents, farmers were going to lose anywhere from $50 to $100 an acre. And so that's why some farmers did have to walk away from their cash rents. They couldn't afford to lose money like that. So right there, that tells us that trend can't continue, because even the farmers with the deepest pockets eventually will be tired of losing money on that cash rental ground. So the competition for that ground is going to become less. That will adjust it. The other thing that I get concerned about, because we deal with farmers in more than just Marion County. You know, we deal with farmers in counties around us. And for example, if you look at Jasper County cash rental rates, on the average, they're only about $20 an acre higher than what we're showing in Marion County. And yet, you can make about $70 an acre more on that land. Plus, if you look at the guarantees under the government program, in Jasper County, your revenue guarantee on corn ground is $712 an acre. And in Marion County, it's only $646 an acre. So Marion County ground should rent probably for $50 less than that Jasper County ground does. And that adjustment hasn't occurred yet. I think those adjustments will come. If they don't, then someone from Marion County would be better off to go, you know, outbid somebody in Jasper County and the same trends are true as you go south into Lucas County. Even though it's less productive land, it's far lower cash rent. So I think that Marion County ground is going to eventually adjust. And, you know, I got concerned when I saw some of the 2016 Iowa State survey figures because of the fact that we didn't have very many responses in Marion County. You had asked earlier if landlords would look at that cash rent survey. and they can, but I think they have to take that information with a grain of salt because of the fact that we only had 7 people that responded in Marion County. So in my mind, that's potentially me and 7 landlords that potentially want a lot more money than what they're getting right now. You know, I don't know. So that response base is not very, very large. So it could really skew the information a lot. I also look at the fact that Iowa State is now using what they call CSR2. It's corn suitability rating. That's what CSR stands for. It's a measurement of how much corn you can produce per acre on that farm. CSR2 makes the assumption that if land needs to be tiled, if it's wet, you know, and it doesn't drain well, and tiling would help the land, CSR2 assumes that tiling has been done. And it hasn't in many cases in Marion County. We have a lot more tile than we did 10 years ago, but not every single acre is tiled. And so because of that, if a farmer's looking at the Iowa State survey and they know the land hasn't been tiled, maybe the fields are small, so or hard to farm, you know, maybe it's along a creek and it's subject to flooding, maybe the previous renter did not keep the fertility up, all those things should make them tell the landlord that that rent needs to be adjusted down from what Iowa State is reporting.
Okay, because Iowa State is producing these cash rent values based upon a set of criteria that may not be fulfilled with any given piece of land.
That's correct. That's correct. And so landlords and tenants need to just really take a hard look at that piece of property that's available for rent and gauge really how good the quality on that piece is. Are the fields odd shaped? Are they heavily contoured? Can they flood? Should they have tiled that field and it's not tiled? All those things have a bearing on how much cash rent someone should pay or how much cash rent a landlord should expect to receive.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about cash rents with Leslie Miller, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville.
Well, this is a little bit of an aside, but I think it's an important one. Those values are also used in assessments, right, of land and property taxes?
That's correct. What I've been telling my farmers is that our tax assessments are now based on the CSR2. So if you have land that has not been tiled or terraced, CSR2 assumes that the type of land you have is tiled and terraced. And if that's not the case, you should probably talk to the assessor about changing your taxes because of the fact that you know, that CSR2 value assumes that those things have been done. If they haven't, your ground is actually less productive than that measurement that they're using, and so your taxes should be adjusted accordingly because taxes, of course, are based on productivity of the land.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I don't know how much that concept has circulated in the ag community or in the assessor community. But especially in Marion County, it's a big deal because we do have some very tight, poorly drained soils that definitely need to be tiled.
Well, what else about cash rent should people know now?
Again, I think the biggest factor is that they need to come down. And I'm sure some landlords, if you look at the state averages, some landlords will point out how in 2013, you know, cash rents were $270 an acre. And now, according to the Iowa State survey, the state average is around $230. So they'll tell you they have come down. Well, corn has also come down from trading in the $7 to $8 range, which it did in 2013, to now trading in the $3 to $4 range. So they needed to come down. Corn is half the value that it was in 2013. And the inputs for putting the crop in have not come down very much. Not only cash rent, but seed corn and fertilizer have not come down accordingly. So there needs to be an adjustment made. If there isn't, there'll be fewer farmers because many farmers will go out of business. And if there's fewer farmers, there's going to be fewer farmers bidding for land, fewer farmers bidding for inputs. So that will have an input or a factor in what rents are going to be in years to come.
Well, you can potentially drive farmers away from the county or into other areas, especially, I would guess, especially since this isn't the most productive land in the state.
No. We range from some very good ground in the northern part of the county to some, as I said, very wet, tightly drained soils in the southern part of the county. And so, I mean, we really see the range that we see throughout most of Iowa in this county. And so that does make it a challenge. You know, you might have a landlord up by Pleasantville that's talking to their brother that, you know, lives down on the Lucas County line, and they both think they have the same type of farmland, but odds are that they do not, and the rent should be adjusted accordingly. And yet, the guy that lives down on the Lucas County line will probably tell his farmer, well, my brother gets $25 an acre more than that. Well, he probably has better land. So that factor, the coffee shop rumors in terms of what landlords are getting, you know, that needs to be carefully considered and compared to the type of land that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So they need to go in with this information and more knowledge and converse with the landlord and both in goodwill and...
Yes. And actually, unfortunately, it's an experimental phase. There's a program that some students have been working with at Iowa State University where they actually have married crop insurance data with the soil maps. And you can actually go in and pull up what historic yields have been on properties as well as what the soil type looks like and get a measure of productivity going forward. And once that becomes a little bit more in the public domain, I can see where farmers could bid much more efficiently, if you will, on a piece of property. And landlords will also have a much better idea of what that property is actually worth. So that's a big factor. That will also pull into account differences in what we call the ARC County payments. There's a farm bill that was put out that allows for payments to be made in counties where yields have dropped so that they haven't met a certain level of revenue. And so what will happen is the government comes in to assist farmers with a supplemental payment. Just as an example of the difference between Jasper County and Marion County land, you know, in Jasper County, they were getting $20 an acre, and we were getting $8 on that government payment this last year. So we do have different land than they have in Jasper County. We need to make that clear to our landlords and our farmers, arrange cash rents accordingly. And then we also need to, even though this program will be available at some point in time, currently farmers need to do their homework. They need to find out how the previous tenant took care of that land. Did he in fact fertilize it? What were yields like? What is the soil type that's on that farm now? You know, has it been tiled? They need to consider all that information before they make a bid. They should just throw a number out based on what the land looks like from the pickup window.
Thanks to Leslie Miller for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.